Welcome to Sitka, guys.
Meet Brandy, Peaches, Bamboo, Hunter, Chuckles, and Boomer. There's also Taffy, James, Bearhood, Chip, and Spot. The fluffy cargo safely arrived at the Sitka Rocky Gutierrez Airport on Thursday and was promptly whisked away to the animal shelter. The dogs are a long way from home. They're part of a larger group rescued from a residence in Ketchikan last month after their owner passed away, leaving 40-plus animals unattended. After being recovered by Alaska State Troopers, the dogs were taken into the crowded shelter there until Sitka Animal Control Officer Ken Buxton went to get them. And he wanted to get them collared and taken care of as soon as he got on the ground.
You guys ready for another ride? I think you are.
Buxton mobilized Sitkins to raise money to relieve the Ketchikan shelter. He gathered some $1,400 to help pay for a chartered Harris airplane. But it didn't quite cover the cost. Buxton says he hopes to raise some more funds now that he has the pups here.
Pictures of cute dogs always help.
And they are adorable. Here's Buxton, and keep in mind he has dealt with a lot of dogs.
The ugliest one is the cutest dog I've ever seen.
He says the pooches are most likely terrier mixes. Some may have a touch of Dachshund.
They're mutts. So are we.
Buxton says it's hard to know their ages, but some may be around 1 year old.
We can't cut them open and count the rings, but whatever life they have left is certainly meaningful.
The dogs are probably related, but a few have shaggier hair. A couple short-haired black ones have matching white tufts of diamond-shaped fur on their chests. Some of them have skin, eye, ear, and teeth problems, but Buxton is treating them with medication.
The people in Ketchikan started their recovery, and we'll finish these particular dogs' recovery over here.
Buxton says the dogs are surprisingly well-behaved considering their circumstances. They get along well and don't fight over food. He says the dogs will be open for adoption on Tuesday and ready to take home after getting spayed and neutered.
We don't have a dog problem the way all the other Southeast communities do. I've theorized on it, and I'm a firm believer that part of the reason are the vets around here performing that spay or neuter, regardless of somebody's financial standing.
Trish and David Durham were part of a team of volunteers who picked up the dogs from the airport. David Durham says the whole story is a comfort to animal lovers.
It's nice to know that in a situation like this, communities can get together to provide homes for perfectly adoptable pets whose pet owner just happened to have a health issue.
And Trish Durham says that even better than that is the animals will be going to grateful homes in Sitka.
There'll be lots of happy families pretty soon.
At this time, Buxton says he's not looking for foster homes for the dogs. He just needs to figure out a walking schedule. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.